Single, written by K.L. Slater and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
Prologue, 3 years earlier. The day of the hearing, it was mid-July, scorching hot, and I dressed in jeans and a thick cable-knit sweater with a roll neck. I stood, staring at the front door, waiting for my social worker, Audrey. The house was silent, the boys' rooms empty. Rivulets of sweat ran down my back, pooling at the waistband. The eczema on my hands and neck was the worst it had been, so I'd slipped on a pair of olive-green leather gloves. I'd wrapped Joel's old striped college scarf around my neck and topped it all off with a pair of red plastic sunglasses I found in the kitchen drawer that I'd got free once with a magazine. It seemed the right thing to do at the time. "Have you taken your medication?" Audrey looked me up and down when I opened the front door. "Yes," I said. "Let's go back upstairs and find you something to wear that's a bit more comfortable, shall we?" "I am comfortable," I said. The thick fabric felt safe and reassuring on my skin, like a coat of armour. It helped keep all the pain inside. Inside the family court, the air conditioning whirred above our heads. People stared as I walked through the corridors with Audrey, and I wondered if it was because they knew me, knew everything that had happened, and why we were here. Then I remembered the sunglasses, scarf, and gloves. "This is the room where the judge will hear your case," Audrey said before we went inside. "Everyone will already be in there. Sure you're okay, and this is what you want?" "Yes," I said, thinking about all the meetings, all the talking we'd done in the last few weeks. Audrey opened the door. I thought there would be a judge wearing a wig, a witness box and a public gallery, but it was just a regular room with regular-looking people sitting in it. The walls were white, and there were two framed prints on the wall of sailboats on water. I stood and stared at them until Audrey tapped me on the shoulder and said I should sit down. Joel's family were in there, and they all sat opposite me and Audrey. I'd seen them glance at each other when I first walked in. Dave stared with his mouth open until Steph nudged him. I took off the sunglasses and put them on the table in front of me, but I didn't meet their eyes. A woman with short grey hair and wearing a light grey suit walked in. She sat next to a man wearing navy trousers and a white shirt and striped tie. "I'm Judge Myra Stevens," she said, looking at me and then at Joel's parents. "We're here today to formalise custody arrangements for," she consulted her paperwork, "Kane and Harrison Hilton, is that right?" "Yes," Brenda and Leonard said together, as if they'd been rehearsing. Their voices rang out loud and clear in the small room. The judge looked at me and raised an eyebrow. "Yes," I whispered, looking down at my gloved hands. I listened to all that was being said in fits and starts. It was a tsunami of words, all serving to describe my chaotic life, my breakdown, my inability to care for my sons. I imagined a giant eraser in my head that had the power to make the worst parts of my life disappear. "Answer the judge, Darcy," Audrey whispered, and I realised everyone was looking at me again. "I need you to state that you are in full agreement with what has been discussed here," the judge addressed me directly. "Your son's grandparents will assume full custody of the boys with immediate effect. This is because you are unable to care properly for your children yourself. Do you agree?"
"Yes,"
I whispered. "Louder, please, so the court can hear." "Yes," I said loudly. "I agree."